This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى والآخرة أنت ولي وولي المؤمنين وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك وزد على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his last and final messenger. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, we are in such a blessed days. إِنَّنَا فِي أَيَّامٍ عَظِيمَةٍ أَقْسَمَ اللَّهُ بِهَا وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ Allah says, وَالْفَجْرِ And he made an oath with Al-Fajr and the 10 nights. And these 10 nights, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anha and others said, that these are the 10 days of the Hijjah, the 10 days of the Hijjah. And also it could refer to the last 10 days of Ramadan. But the majority of the scholars said it is referring to the 10 days of the Hijjah. And Al-Fajr here referring to the day of Al-Adha, the day of Eid Al-Adha. When we pray in the morning after Fajr, where people supposed to be praying Salat al-Eid. It is the days where Allah mentioned in Surah al-Hajj in verse 28, وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ So they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in specific days, and these days are the 10 days of al-Hujjah, as Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum said. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فضل أيام الدنيا فضل أيام الدنيا أيام العشر يعني أفضل أيام الدنيا أيام العشر يعني عشرة من ذي الحجة. ابن حبان and البزار reported that Jabir رضي الله عنه said that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best days in this world, The best days in the year are the 10 days, meant the 10 days of the Hijjah. And this hadith is an authentic hadith. If I think of the 10 days of the Hijjah, I think of very special days inside these days. And one of it is the day of Arafah, the day of Al-Hajj Al-Akbar, the greatest day of Hajj. And the days of the sins were forgiving so much that more than any other days, إِنَّهُ يَوْمُ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ يَوْمُ مَغْفِرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ يَوْمُ الْعِتْقِ مِنَ النِّيرَانِ. It's the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees so many people from hellfire. In the Hajj, those who are making Hajj, and outside the Hajj, those who are not even attending the mountain of Arafah, but celebrating the day of Arafah. And if this is the only thing about these 10 days that it has, the day of Arafah, it's enough. But also it has another day which is so special. As Abu Dawood reported when Nasa'i, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَعْظَمُ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ ثُمَّ يَوْمُ الْقَرِّ وَهُوَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَلِي يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ. يعني ثاني أيام العيد. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the greatest day is the day of Al-Eid, the day of sacrifice, which is the day of Eid al-Adha. Then what's next? He said the next day, which is the day of the second day of Eid. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, in these days, all the main ibadat, act of worship, are recommended. In it, people do the Hajj, and Sadaqah, and Siyam, and Salah. And he said there is no other days where the greatest act of worship come together. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as al-Bukhari reported, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. There is no days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love to see you offering good deeds like these days, in the 10 days of the Hijjah. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالُوا وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالْ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, if the good deeds that offered in these days, better than any other days, what about Al-Jihad fi sabilillah? When someone go out, you know, to participate in Al-Jihad fi sabilillah, in other than 10 days, let's say in the month of Muharram or the month of Safar, would that Al-Jihad fi sabilillah still less in reward than your good deeds in these 10 days? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, it will not be equal. The good deeds in these days are higher, as long as they are from the same category. So if that jihad was wajib, fulfilling the wajib inside the 10 days is higher. If that jihad was recommended act, the recommended act inside these days are higher, regardless of what recommended act that you do. Then in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except someone will go with his wealth and his soul, and he will lose both. Yani he will die and he will lose everything, sacrifice everything, the ultimate sacrifice. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu heard the Prophet saying, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ أَفْضَلُ. There is nothing more rewarded than the good deeds in these days. In these days. رواه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله. هذان الحديثان يدلان على أمور. We can understand from these two narrations to many things. One, أن كل عمل صالح يقع في أيام العشر من ذي الحجة أحب إلى الله إذا وقع في غيرها. That Allah loves the good deeds that you do in these 10 days more than loving it outside these 10 days. So He loved to see you pray in these days more than praying outside these 10 days. He loved to see you donating more than seeing you donating outside these 10 days. He would love to see you in the masjid more than loving to see you outside these days. He loved to see you praying Fajr, praying Dhuhr, praying Asr, and so forth. Second, أن العامل في هذه العشر أفضل من المجاهد في سبيل الله الذي رجع بنفسه وماله. That the one who do good deeds and commit himself to goodness is better than the mujahid في سبيل الله, who will go and will come back to his family safe. أن الأعمال الصالحة في عشر ذي الحجة تضاعف من غير استثناء. That all good deeds in these 10 days are multiplied, no exceptions. أن العمل الصالح فيها أفضل من مطلق العمل في غيرها إذا كان من جنسها. فالفرائض فيه أفضل من الفرائض في غيره. والنوافل فيه أفضل من النوافل في غيره. That the good deeds, the obligations in these 10 days better than the obligation outside the 10 days. The recommended act in these 10 days better than the recommended act outside these 10 days. So what are the things that you should care for the most? One, as-salah, to pray as much as you can. Volunteer prayers and fulfilling the obligatory prayers. فَالصَّلَاةُ خَيْرُ مَوْضُوعٍ. As-salah is the best subject. As-salah is amud al-deen, the main pillars in Islam. And one of the best acts of worship Allah loves is qiyam al-layl, praying in the night. So you should increase your ibadah and your salah during these 10 days. If you're not in the habit of praying the sunnah of dhuhr and maghrib and isha, make sure you do. If you're not in the habit of making qiyam al-layl, make sure that you increase your prayer. If you pray outside these 10 days, 3 rak'ah witr, make it 5. If it's 5, make it 7. If it's 7, make it 9. 9, make it 11. If you read one page, make it 2 pages, and so on. Also, as-siyam, fasting. As-siyam, la idla lah, nothing in reward like siyam. So making it during these 10 days or 9 days is something greatly appreciated. And especially, if you have to pick a day to fast in these 9 days, will be the 9th day, which is the day of Arafah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صيام يوم عرفة يكفر السنة التي قبله والتي بعده كما روى مسلم في صحيح من حديث أبي قتادة. That it will erase the sins of 2 years, the previous one and the coming one. العلماء رحمه الله debated among themselves or tried to explain what that means, 2 years. They said, يعني an equal of 2 years of sins will be forgiven. And the previous year and this year that you are in as well, that will be forgiven. Or you have done a great good deed that the power of it will erase the sin of the previous year and whatever might sin committed next as well. So as for fasting today and tomorrow, there is a general recommendation to do good deeds. Is there any specific hadith about fasting the 9 days of the Hijjah? There is a hadith reported, hadith Hunayda ibn Khalid, from his wife, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast the 9 days of the Hijjah, but this hadith is weak. That's why rejected by Aisha radiallahu anha and others as well. Anyway, one of the things that it is important for you to understand that as-siyam is highly recommended in itself, is a great good deed. You should increase it in these days if you can. But at least care for the day of Arafah, which is going to be, inshallah, next Tuesday. And we will have iftar in the masjid, so you're all welcome to come to have iftar with us as well. One of the things that I want to say also, increase your sadaqah, increase your donation. And one of the things that I sent yesterday to the community, asking the community to something to do a sadaqah jariyah, to donate to our endowment. So something that you can commit to during these 10 days, $1,000, $500, $10,000, $100, $2, whatever you can, $5, whatever you can, it will be highly appreciated as a sadaqah jariyah that will continue for you, inshallah ta'ala. Or you can donate to any other cause in the masjid for the operation or for the charity or for the zakat funds. As well as general, in any areas of sadaqah that you know people of need, a good cause, you can donate to it as well. Increase your recitation of the Quran because it's the best form of dhikr. Staying in the masjid, waiting for the salah, visiting sick people or visiting your brothers and sisters, giving gift to one another. And one of the most important thing to do, especially young people, listen to me carefully. Young men and women who are these days off and have a summer break. One of the best deeds that you can do in these days is to be extra good to your parents, to your mother and to your father, and who are lost their parents, like myself. Both of them passed away. You still can do birr al-walidain. You can do to them by making dua for them, making sadaqah on their behalf. Make sure that you do something for them in these days. Because that's great act of worship. One of the most pleasing things to Allah is to be good to your parents. So if you're there alive, give them a call after this khutbah. Say something nice to them. Make dua for them during the salah or during the break between the two khutbahs. Make sure that you give them a call or send them a gift. Make sure that you make them happy. Put a smile on their face. Say thank you for all the great things that you have done to me. Say that I love you. And make sure that you do something good to them. help them, aid them, take care of them, visit them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers and sisters, a brother asked me, Sheikh, he said, Sheikh, we just finished Ramadan. يعني not long time ago. And now the Hijjah coming. What's the wisdom? يعني why didn't we delay it maybe in November or something like that? I said, first of all, we don't go by the, you know, Gregorian calendar, November and December. We go by the Hijri calendar. And I started thinking about what will be the wisdom for having 10 days of Hijjah so close to Ramadan, like only 2 months apart. And I found there is a great wisdom actually for that. One of it, for example, in Ramadan, we already cleansed ourselves. In Ramadan, we trained ourselves into the ibadah. We are so motivated. Our spiritual is high. إيماننا عالي مرتفع متشجعين على الطاعة معتادين على الخير. So when the 10 days comes, you still have that fuel in you. So you will take full advantage of the 10 days. Because if it's far into the year, it will take you a while to warm up. And by the time you warm up, the 10 days are gone. And you will miss the opportunity. As a matter of fact, it's نعمة الله أن الله هيأك حتى تأخذ كامل يعني الفائدة من هذه الأيام العشر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already prepared you to take full advantage of these 10 days. Also, another thing is, these 10 days comes at the end of the year. So, الأعمال بخواتيمها. Deeds are based on how you end. Your life, your year, your day, your week. That's why the end of the week is Friday. We end the week strong by the best salah, by an hour where dua is accepted. It's a great ending of the week. Before you go to sleep, you do this beautiful dua and make witr before you go to sleep. Beautiful ending of the day and the night. You end the day actually with adhkar al-masa. You end the night with, you know, the best way, either with salah in the beginning of the night or the end of the night. And you end the week, same thing. You end the year also strong. By offering Allah, giving you this opportunity to end strong. To end in a very high, you know, level. And I also believe, another thing, by looking at our modern days today, the amount of fitan, هذه الفتن التي نعانيها ليل نهار. The amount of fitan that we're dealing layl and night, day and night. We don't need 10 days of al-hijjah. We need 100 days of al-hijjah. You know, we need 10 days every month to boost us to our iman, to bring back us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are cleansing stations. And it's one of Allah's favor upon. We should be grateful and thankful and appreciative of having these opportunities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghaniya an ibadah. Allah doesn't need our ibadah. It is for you to take advantage of it. So make sure that you're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And one of the amazing things about these days, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. When Allah chose an act of worship to be done specifically in these days, He said, mention Allah. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. So they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. أَيَّامُ ذِكْرٍ لِلَّهِ. أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرٍ. Days of eating and drinking, يعني what is halal. And also, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as reported by Muslim عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he mentioned the 10 days of the Hijjah, قال أكثروا فيهن, increase your tahleel, saying لا إله إلا الله. And the best form of لا إله إلا الله to say لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. And to increase your takbir and your tahmeed, سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. And an interesting point of observation, all the narrations about takbir during the 10 days and during Eid are the takbir الله أكبر مثنى ليس مثلث ما ورد عن الصحابة كله بالتثنية. Allah always, it is two, الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرة and so on. So always it is only mentioned as a couple. Then after that, you say, and this report from Ibn Umar, Ibn Mas'ud, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Ibn Abbas as well. So, and if you do three or five, it's really al-amr alhamdulillah sahal. It is not a restricted form of dhikr. But the point is to increase your takbir. كان عمر رضي الله عنه يكبر في منى ويسمع يسمع الناس تكبيرا ويكبرون. When Umar make takbir in Mina, in his tent, people will be inspired and will make takbir. Some people thought that Umar رضي الله عنه leading takbir. يعني الله أكبر, everybody behind him, Allah. No, that's not what Umar. It means he inspired people to make takbir. يكبر الناس بتكبيره. يعني they inspired by his takbir, so they start making takbir as well. And Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, he used to do that after salawat, while he's laying on his bed, while he's walking. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu used to do the same thing, as al-Bukhari rahimahullah mentioned it mu'allaq fi sahihi, waqad wasalahu al-marwazi fi kitab al-idain. Maymun ibn Mahran said, I still remember seeing people during the tabi'een, the older among the tabi'een and the oldest or the latest one among the sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they used the 10 days and the days of al-tashriq, the days of Eid, when they make takbir, it sounds like waves of people making takbir. Today, unfortunately, I walk behind, yani, between the aisles and like in the cars, and I see myself, my family, my friends, very few people making takbir. Make sure that you teach your children. Make sure you teach yourself first. Be a role model. While you're at work, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Kabir. If you find the time to make takbir, do all the time. And it is highly recommended to do it in the 3 days, the day of Eid and 3 days after Eid. And start from the Fajr of Arafah, and the day of Eid, and 3 days after Eid, until the Asr of the third day after Eid. These are called Yawm Arafah, Yawm Nahr, and Ayyam Al-Tashriq. After each Salah, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Al-Ulama debated, should you say it before the Adhkar of the Salah, or after the Adhkar of the Salah? We don't have anything from the Sunnah of the Prophet that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did that right after Salah. But we know many narrations from the Sahaba that they used to make it after the Salah. And after the Salah could be immediately or could be after the Adhkar. The point, it doesn't really make a difference. I think the Amr, the thing is alhamdulillah acceptable, both opinion. But what is not right is to replace the Adhkar of the Salah with the Takbir of the Eid or the Takbir of the Ayyam al-Tashriq. That's not correct. You still have to make the Adhkar of the Salah. So sometimes you do the Adhkar al-Salah first, then you follow it with takbir, or you make takbir, then after that you make it together. And it's not from the sunnah that people chanting together and making it collectively, but if their voice comes, because we sing the same thing at the same time, so obviously we're going to be in together. You know, that's acceptable. And somebody want to remind people, inspire people, that's fine. But it should be people individually learn how to make that takbir in their own. My brothers and sisters, I want to end with this. It is so important for us to also realize that among the ruling that is important for us in Eid is al-Udhiyah. Make sure the intention to make the Udhiyah. When you intend to make al-Udhiyah is sunnah, as the majority of the fuqaha said, rahimahumullah. The Ahnaf and some ulama said wajib, but the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever wished to make udhiyah. So when he said, I wish to make udhiyah, he made it not obligatory ummi. That's why Abu Bakr and Umar sometimes will not make udhiyah for a year or two, just to make the point it's not wajib. But it's highly recommended. Highly, highly recommended. And you can do the udhiyah yourself. You can pay for an organization to do it in your behalf. But it's much better if you have not done it for a while here to do it and to put the effort, the time, if you can. And make sure that your children know about that udhiyah and the meaning behind it, and to feed the poor from it, and to give gift from it as well. The portion which is gift can be given to Muslim and non-Muslim. The portion which is a sadaqah, charity, must be given to Muslims. And you can do it in the first day of Eid, the second, the third, the fourth, until Asr. You have all these days to make the udhiyah. It is also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you intend to do udhiyah, you should not cut your nails or cut anything from your hair. That rules apply only to the one who paying for the udhiyah. So if I'm doing this, my wife is not obligated to hold, to stop from cutting hair or nail, unless you're going to pay from her own money. And she will include me. That would be nice, but you know, not many do that these days. But if she want to do one on her behalf, she has to stop cutting nails and hair. Is it must? The majority said it's highly recommended. And al-Hanabila said it's wajib. And I believe it's wajib because there is no proof to say it is only recommended. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not do. By the way, there is no one said it's permissible. Everybody said it's either recommended or wajib. Haram or dislike. That's what the fuqaha, rahimahullah, debate over. And I think we should adhere to what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, regardless if it's wajib or just recommended to do. Unless there is a great, the need for it, to cut your nails or something like that because of work, the nature of your work or hair. And also, what if I don't want to, some people don't do the udhiyah because they want to cut their hair. Now there's no relationship between the two. You still can do the udhiyah even if you cut your hair and nails. And what if I assign someone else to do it on my behalf, Islamic Relief. So all Islamic Relief employees, they don't cut their hairs and nails and I go free. No, the rule applies to you, the one who paying, not them, the one who doing it in your behalf. Okay? And what if there's overseas and I don't know what is going to end? When do I start cutting my hair and nails? When it's sacrificed? And if you couldn't tell when it will be offered, after Salat al-Eid, you can, inshallah, cut your hair and nails. That's fine, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. And al-udhiyah, it's a great, great deal of ibadah. Don't underestimate the reward of it. Allah said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray, which is Eid prayer. وَانْحَرْ, which is the sacrifice of the udhiyah on the Eid. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never missed udhiyah. When he resident or traveler, he will still offer the udhiyah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He offered the udhiyah on behalf of himself from camels, on behalf of his family on cow, and on behalf of himself again and his ummah, sheep. And sheep for one person. And one udhiyah, it's better than a share, because seven people can have a share in a cow. Seven people can have a share in a camel. But also you can do a camel by yourself. If you have to choose between one share in a camel or one sheep is better. If you want to choose between a camel and a camel is better, especially if it, unless it is offered in a country where nobody eats camel meats. In this case, you go to the meat that people prefer and the poor will prefer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala razuqna wa iyakum al-fiqh fi al-deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ilm and nafi wa amal salih. May Allah accept all of our good deeds. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف كل مريض اللهم عاف كل مبتلى اللهم اصلح ذرياتنا واولادنا اللهم اقنا واياكم شر الفتن اللهم انزل رحمتك على هذا المسجد وبركتك وغناك وفضلك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام وصلي اللهم على محمد واله وقوموا للصلاه يرحمكم الله